We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go get it!
The guys on the inside. Green Bay football insider Michael Cohen on The Fan is brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola.
Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Packers-Browns tonight, preseason game number one after the cancellation of the Hall of Fame game. So finally, these guys on the field with a week extra of practice under their belts than the Cleveland Browns. Our insider, Michael Cohen, joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, we're looking real good this morning. And, the first preseason game later on tonight, and take two, I would say, on the preseason. But, the quarterback situation, first of all, any idea that you might be able to think out what the process is going to be, what the pecking order is going to be tonight for the quarterback rotation?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty simple. Joe Callahan, number one, and Marquise Williams, number two. I don't think we're going to see Brett Hundley, and I don't think we're going to see Aaron Rodgers. So looks like we're going to have the same thing that we would have had in the Hall of Fame game Sunday night, just a couple of days later.
Okay, the Aaron Rodgers thing I understand, but with Hundley, I mean, this is going on a couple of weeks now that he's not been able to practice.
Well, if he were to... Just because he doesn't play tonight doesn't mean he isn't capable of playing tonight. And I don't have an update on his injury, but my point is that he could have been fine, you know, tonight. But he hasn't practiced in, 8 days or 9 days. Last Thursday, I think, was his last one. So that would be 8 days. So even if he could play tonight, I just don't see why you would throw a guy out there who is coming off an injury that hasn't practiced in 8 days. For an exhibition game that doesn't really mean a whole lot. So to me, I don't think that's worth the risk. And so even if he was capable of playing tonight, I just don't think it makes a ton of sense to put him out there. And that's why I think it's going to be Callahan 1 and Marquise Williams 2. Those are the guys that took all the reps with the 11-on-11 in the 11-on-11 drills in practice, in the most recent practice.
Talking with our Green and Gold insider, Michael Cohen. You can see his work at the Journal Sentinel and at PackersNews.com, on Twitter at Michael_Cohen13. So with the quarterback situation, you'll have your third string and your fourth string quarterback. How much are we going to see the receivers? Obviously, no Jordy Nelson, but with Randall Cobb and some of these other guys, there's some position battles going on behind Randall Cobb. And how much can we learn from those guys when they're catching balls from Joe Callahan?
Well, I think it's important to be able to run the right routes and get open and things like that, because these coaches are going to go back and look at this tape, obviously, just as they do from every game. And I think it becomes pretty clear which guys are getting open, which guys aren't, you know, which ones are ending up in the places they're supposed to end up in based on the routes and the plays that were called. So even if the football is not being delivered to them or not being delivered to them properly, I think it's going to be pretty clear that to the coaches when they go back on tape and see who's making strides and who's not. And plus, you know, it's not as if they're going to be facing the first team defense over and over and over again. By the time we get to the second, third, fourth quarter, Cleveland's going to have its backup guys in there too. And so, you know, Joe Callahan and Marquise Williams are certainly not ready to start an NFL game against starters. But I do think that, you know, they're certainly capable of playing against the backups, you know, from these other teams, because they've done well at times against some of the backup defenders for the Packers. So I do think there'll be some moments where the receivers might get a little frustrated if the ball isn't delivered on time or things like that. But I think overall, over the course of the game, I think there will be opportunities for these guys. And as you mentioned, it's huge because it's an absolute logjam behind Nelson and Cobb.
Same thing with the tight end situation. There's kind of a lot of guys fighting for maybe that third tight end spot. How much do we expect to see? Really, I'm interested to see Jared Cook, from what I've heard about his practicing so far. And that kind of nipped that Kellen Winslow story in the bud, whatever that was last weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure Jared Cook plays tonight either. And, you know, that's not because he's not healthy. Obviously, he is healthy. He's been practicing, but he's only practiced twice. He's only practiced twice since last season, really, because he didn't participate for more than a couple days in OTAs, and that doesn't have pads. You know, obviously, those OTA sessions are just helmets and T-shirts. So basically, you're going to ask a guy to come in and play for a new team in a new offense with 2 days of practice after he hasn't practiced since December of last year because his team didn't make the playoffs. And I just don't know how smart that is either. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, guys like Jared Cook, Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, all these veterans, you know, guys coming off the PUP list, Ty Montgomery, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of those guys don't play tonight.
Green and Gold insider Michael Cohen here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
All right. You think if they would have had the Hall of Fame game on Sunday, some of these guys like Aaron would be playing tonight?
I don't know about Aaron because I think his scenario is probably more unique than just about anybody else's on the team. But I could see guys like Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, some of these other starters, Mike Daniels. I think those guys probably would have gone out there. The offensive line, I forgot about those guys, a lot of veterans up there. I could see them coming in tonight and playing a series or two or three, you know, a brief appearance in the first quarter if the Hall of Fame game had taken place. But I just don't think a lot of those veterans are going to be risked tonight, especially along the offensive line. I mean, I could see them holding out T.J. Lang, Josh Sitton, Brian Bulaga, you know, all those guys. I could see them not playing tonight. Bakhtiari even could be a question mark. He's obviously the youngest and healthiest of that bunch. But you don't want to risk injuring your left tackle because it's such an important position. So I'm kind of interested to see what they do tonight, but I have a feeling that the majority of starters will not be playing.
You know, we were so interested. We haven't seen the Packers play, Michael, since they lost in Arizona a meaningful game, or at least a game. And so you want to know when the starters are going to play if they're not. But it's first preseason game, as you said, not likely. What is more the focus tonight, do you think? Is it watching those position battles between some of the backups, who's going to be the two, who's going to be the three at some of these positions? Or is there more of a focus on these early games as to who's going to make the roster, the three against the four, maybe even the five on the depth chart?
My guess is that it probably has to do with evaluating the young players that they haven't seen a whole lot of yet. So I go back to what Ted Thompson said earlier this week. And basically, he told people that the reason he was disappointed about losing the Hall of Fame game is because it takes away a chance to evaluate his own team. You know, the whole personnel staff is going to be there. They're going to be watching that Hall of Fame game. They're going to be looking at the tape of that game and watching it live and starting to make impressions that they can then draw upon when it comes time to make roster cuts down to 75 and then down to 53. So they've got, you know, 20 undrafted rookies or so. That's not an exact number, but they've got a ton of undrafted rookies that they haven't seen play a game before at this level. They want to look at those guys. They want to look at their whole rookie class. And they probably want to look at some of the guys that were near the bottom of the 53-man roster last year that just barely squeaked on and will be fighting for a place again. So I think it more has to do with evaluating guys you haven't seen a lot of, and then starting to build those little notebooks, those little portfolios on each player that can be drawn upon when you go to make roster cuts.
Anybody you're looking forward to really seeing tonight? Kenny Clark, anybody on the defense, anybody in particular?
Yeah, Blake Martinez is one that I really want to see because there's been so much hoopla and positive reviews of him so far that he's done amazingly well for himself in OTAs and now through training camp. But the one area we haven't seen is arguably the most important at that position, and that's tackling. So I want to see if the guy can tackle. I want to see if he can go up in the hole and stop a running back or take on an offensive lineman or a fullback, whatever the case may be. And I'm also interested to see how he does in coverage. You know, he was a coverage linebacker at Stanford last year, but of course this level is a little bit different. So I think of all the players, he has a lot to prove in the next couple weeks because his chance for early playing time is obviously significant. So he's got to come in, he's got to play well and show the coaches that what he does in helmets and shorts and then pads is not a fluke and that it can actually be applied to a tackle football game.
Is there a guy, Michael, as we talk with Michael Cohen, our Green and Gold insider here on The Fan, you know, with Ladarius Gunter last year, it was sort of the preseason games that got him a spot on the roster. He wasn't active a lot during the season, but the preseason games were huge for him. Is there a guy like that this year that could be this year's Gunter? I've been hearing a lot about on the receiving corps, Geronimo Allison, or with the linebacker Boniquas Brown. Are one of those guys maybe this year's Gunter, or is there another guy we should be looking at?
I think Geronimo Allison is one to keep an eye on, because if he continues to play well and make catches, I think it adds a new level to the receiving battle. I still think it's a big uphill climb for him to actually make the 53-man roster, but if he continues to play the way he has, he's going to at least ask questions of the personnel staff, and that's really all you can do as an undrafted free agent. A couple other names I'll throw out there. I think defensive tackle Brian Price has looked pretty well. He's an undrafted guy from Texas San Antonio. They're a little bit thin on the on the defensive line in terms of depth, especially with Mike Pinnell suspended for the first four games. So I think there's an opportunity for somebody, perhaps, that's unexpected to make that 53 along the defensive line. And right now I think Brian Price has caught my eye more than some of the others. And then in the back half of the secondary, I think there's another cornerback, Josh Hawkins, who is a guy that I think could do a little something for himself. He's extremely fast and plays pretty physical, and I've been impressed with what he's done in the last week or so. So those three guys, I think, have an interesting route ahead of them, Allison, Price, and Hawkins.
Packers-Browns tonight, preseason game number one at Lambeau Field. We'll catch up with you again on Monday around this time.
Hey, you forgot to do one thing.
And break it all down. What? We're not asking about him today.
What's that?
Janice?
No.
Oh.
You forgot to get his game prediction.
Oh, my God. Michael, do you have a game prediction?
What is your game prediction?
0-0 tie.
Oh, geez.
Another
Thunderstorm is
going to
cancel everything?
Cancel.
Yeah.
No. I think, I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Packers minus three.
I don't know. The Browns are probably going to play their starters a little bit more than the Packers.
Yeah,
so RG3. I guess I'll take the Browns 17-13.
Whoa, no.
13.
Okay, here we go. We're making preseason predictions.
Michael, thanks as always. Hope your prediction doesn't come true.
All right. Talk to you soon, guys.
See ya. That's our insider, Michael Cohen. He joins
Would you
us.
Say the Packers are the favorite in the NFC North preseason?
Well, the way the Bears looked last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. They got a good leg up. Vikings have the Bengals tonight,
Yeah,
right?
The Packers could lose tonight because sounds like RG3 is going to play the whole game. I mean, okay, RG3, the place he's in right now, may not sound like a good thing, but I would take RG3 ahead of Joe Callahan in a regular. Look at Joe Callahan, okay? Here's a guy who probably should be playing only a series or two, and he's got no shot at making this team.
He'll get a half, and Williams will get a half.
He's starting an NFL preseason game tonight.
Now Callahan could get three quarters.
Right? He's going to have 80,000 people breathing down his neck.
Yeah.
He's a Division III guy, I want to say. And he's going to get the start in their first preseason game.
From Wesley College to Lambeau Field.
Yeah. What
Joe
a story.
Callahan.
What do you think is going through that guy's mind today?
Because the Hall of Fame game in Canton, and that would have been a national audience, but in the stands, they only hold like 20,000.
Because, okay, tonight he's starting for the Packers, likely starting in a preseason game. A month from now, he could be sitting on his couch just hanging out with friends.
He could be coaching back at Wesley College.
Yes.
In a month. Michael Cohen joins us, as always, on the Great Midwest
Getting
Bank
his graduate degree.
Hotline after 80 years of helping Wisconsin homeowners. Great Midwest Bank knows a thing or two about helping you buy, build, refinance, or renovate. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. They're ready when you are. Michael Cohen also brought to you on the Fan by the Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at morolalaw.net. Or call 414-327-5800.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.